Hello, how are we? So I have been avoiding you and this podcast and everything got to do with this. So I can't wait to chat about that a little bit more. But yeah, welcome back. I'm hoping to get back into my creative flow with my podcast, chatting. And yeah, I just feel like one of my biggest passions is to be chatting. And I just don't feel like I can get myself across enough in Instagram, or like maybe chat enough about the things that I want to, or the things that I might feel that I feel will help a light bulb moment go off in someone else's head, or will help somebody. Or I just don't feel like I have the ability right now to do that on Instagram. And I'm gonna tell you about all of the crazy ways that the universe has been showing me that I need to go back to a podcast, but I just haven't been listening and I've been avoiding, and I've got all of the consequences of avoiding the things that I know I need to be doing. And what's that saying that they always say, that the magic is in the work that you're avoiding? And that's exactly what has been happening to me. And yeah, so let's just chat about that. So it's been about nearly like March of 2025, it'll be 2 years since I have done a podcast. Well, my own podcast. But anyways, it's about a year and maybe 9 months or so. But I went off to Bali. Let's just retrace. The last episode I ever done was in March of 2023, and it was actually on HA, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, but basically it's the loss of your period. So a lot has changed in that time. I went through a breakup and I was supposed to go with my partner at the time to Bali, and I decided to bite the bullet and I went myself, and I'm so fucking glad I did. I met a best friend for life, which is Hannah. If you don't already know, or you don't follow me on Instagram, she is my best friend. And yeah, my life just completely done a 360 for the better, but also for the worse as well, which is kind of funny, but it's like a catch-22. So yeah, I think before I went to Bali, I always had this pull to like spirituality and like looking at myself deeper and healing. And I suppose I can see that in my life through even wanting to, let's just say, work on my body image or work on my relationship with food and heal those things. And they were things that I definitely done, but I still, even after those two things, I was still not left, maybe left unfulfilled. I don't know if that's maybe the right word, but more so, I was just still left looking at my life being like, I'm not satisfied with this, and I can't figure out why. I can't figure out why I think so negatively. I can't figure out why I don't trust myself. I can't figure out why I'm so anxious. I can't figure out why I allow certain things, you know, for me to be treated certain ways in romantic relationships. And yeah, there was just so many things that I was looking at in my life that were just like happening in front of me, and I was just like, I don't like that. That's actually what came down to. It was just like, I don't like that. I want to work on changing that. And when I went to Bali, then I just, of course, Bali is supposed to be the place that you're like known for fucking finding yourself, etc. I can't say I found myself, but I can definitely say it gave me so much understanding to myself. It gave me so much time to sit with myself, to sit with my emotions, and to understand my emotions, my patterns, basically my part to play in all of my suffering. So, you know, a lot of the time we want to blame our outside reality. So, like, external things, we want to blame the people who treated us like shit. We want to blame, you know, other people for the things that have gone wrong in our life. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is about taking responsibility. And there's always two people. It always takes two people to tango, and it always takes like, you always have a part to play in some way or another in our own suffering. And that even includes me right now. Like, I feel like I've been somewhat suffering just because I've been avoiding getting back to doing a podcast, let's just say, because it's constantly been nagging at me, but I've constantly been avoiding it, and then I've been getting the consequences of avoiding it. So, like, not feeling fulfilled, you know, not feeling like I'm doing enough, not feeling like I'm progressing. Yet at every opportunity, the universe, God, was showing me that I was like supposed to go back to doing a podcast, supposed to be going back to speaking, etc. Yet all I was doing is avoiding it. And yeah, I just feel like maybe a lot of people can relate to that, is that like a lot of the times we avoid the things that we know we need to do, maybe out of fear of the unknown, fear of failing, procrastination, like so many different things. It's just a form of probably a bit of self-sabotage. But sometimes understanding why you're so fearful of things in the first place, like why it is that you can't move forward, like, are you so fearful of the unknown? Are you afraid that you'll actually reach your potential? Are you afraid that you'll actually succeed, you know? And yeah, that's just kind of a lot of what I've been going through. But like, I suppose back to Bali, yeah, it was the best time of my life, if I will say so, but also one of the heaviest times. Like, I felt like I had to sit with so many different emotions and cry and cry and cry, and probably every day I was like, I'm not in a bad way. See, this is the one thing, is that like, people view crying in such a negative light. They think like, oh my god, there must be something wrong with you if you're crying all of the time. And I remember always having that view of myself. I think I was actually quite ashamed that I used to cry a lot. And I was an emotional person, because everybody around me, like, I'm not even joking, people who were in my gym, people who I spent a lot of my time with, they weren't on, like, they probably would have looked at crying as like something like, what are you doing? Like, why are you okay? You know, are you mentally okay? Whereas like crying for me, I think has always been a way to release and a way to let go of things, and to just finally breathe for a second. Like sometimes when things get too much, I just end up crying. And I know in Bali, I spent majority of the day is probably having a cry, and then I just get up and get on with my day. And that's like, I think sometimes when we shame ourselves for crying, that's what actually leads us into a bigger and deeper hole of feeling like there's something wrong with us, because we're crying about our day, or we're crying because we're frustrated, or we're crying because of this. Like, it's totally normal to cry, and it's totally normal. Like, emotions need to be released in some way. You know, for some people it might be yoga, for some people it might be dance, for some people it might be crying. There's many different forms in a way that you can probably release emotions. And yeah, I just think I spend a lot of time in Bali, like I said, sitting with myself, sitting with my emotions. And that doesn't even look like sitting, you know, in your room looking at your fucking four walls. It doesn't look like that at all. It looks like looking at yourself maybe through a different lens, through a perspective of like getting curious about yourself, like why you do act the way you do, or why you say all of the time, oh no, I can't do this, or that's not me, or you're too afraid of people's judgment, or you're too afraid to go after what you want in life. So many different things that I'm sure we can all probably relate to. But it's just getting curious about yourself rather than being like, no, this is the black and white of it, this is why I am the way I am, and I'm not gonna change. And that was one thing that I just kind of had to look at and take a lot of responsibility, like I said. But yeah, I'm just kind of hoping that this podcast can be an outlet to help, inspire, have the chats, talk. I don't really know my direction right now for the podcast, but I just know that I just needed to record the episode. Otherwise, I would still, it'd be months and months later. Like, I'll give you a laugh, I actually recorded an episode probably about 3 weeks now, and I still didn't do anything with it. And then I thought about it so much that I was actually unhappy with it. And then I was like, no, I just need to record a new one. So here I am, it's the 5th of November, just for reference, just so I can catch myself out if I try and avoid this again. But it's 5th of November, and I am going to put this podcast out, and I'm going to get into a flow of it. But let's just kind of talk about the ways that the universe or God was showing me that I needed to get back to a podcast, because it might help some of you if you're avoiding something that you know you need to do, or you know might benefit your life, or it's something that you really want to do, but for some reason you can't get yourself to move forward. Sometimes the signs that you're looking for to move forward in that direction, or to go after that career, or to move job, or, you know, to say yes to that relationship, whatever it may be, the signs that you're looking for are usually right in front of you, and it's only until you open your eyes to see them will you actually see them. So some of the examples, so when I was away in Bali, I obviously, like I said, done a lot of work on myself, blah blah blah, whatever, and I took a lot of time off work. So, and that has definitely not bit me in the ass, it's obviously all happened for a reason, but I've been working since I'm bloody 15 16, and I know a lot of us have who probably listen to this podcast. I'm not saying, Jesus, I've been working like a dog. No, but what I'm saying is that I've worked for myself since probably 2020, and it comes with that a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. I'm very grateful for it, and I'm beyond grateful for it. But I think people just only ever see the pros of that, and they probably see someone living online who they're like, oh my god, they live in Bali, they do this. I'm not even joking, like, working for yourself is not all that it's basically made out to be. There's always a level of anxiety you have as a business owner who works for yourself. You just have to accept that level of anxiety is probably always going to be there, because for me, and anyways, as a coach, I'm my only source of income. So if I take a while off social media, if I want to take a break, I have to accept that my business might be slower then, and I'm not always guaranteed clients in the door, I'm not always guaranteed certain things. So just so you know, that anybody who you see potentially living the best life on social media, who is not just a coach but any sort of business owner, sometimes it's not all cracked out that it's meant to be. And I've spent a lot of times, even since I've come home from Bali, even in the last week, crying, being in fear, anxiety over my business. And that's just a constant level of up and down that you do have to accept. But anyways, like I said, my business kind of took a hit because I took so much time off. Like, I didn't focus on posting on social media, I didn't post much really. Obviously I posted when I was in Bali, but what I'm saying is I definitely didn't post as much business, maybe, or like promoting my business or anything like that. So it definitely took a hit, and that has been really hard to accept. Like, now that I've obviously come home to Ireland and I'm like getting back into different things, like I obviously have my other business, which is Project Rediscovering You, that I have with Hannah, but, and that's amazing, and that's so aligned to where I want to eventually go. But yeah, it's been hard to see that, obviously, like, that time off traveling, although it was the best thing that I've ever done for myself, and that's why I always need to remind myself, is that I can never get memories back, I can never get how much work I put into myself, like, I can never, how would you say, like, nothing else can ever outdo that essentially, and I'm so glad I'd done it. But of course there comes not consequences, but definitely like effects, and I've just obviously been facing that since I've come home. But anyways, so when I was away, I would have cancelled like a lot of maybe like direct debits, I'm gonna say, that I just essentially didn't need. And this is all part of the story of the ways that the universe and God was showing me that I need to go back to my podcast. So I originally went back to my podcast in Bali, and I had Hannah on for an episode, but everything went wrong after that episode. Like, the episode wouldn't download on my laptop anywhere. I've done two episodes in Bali, and neither of them would work on my laptop. Neither of them would transfer over to my laptop. Like, I got every sign that for some reason I wasn't supposed to be going back to my podcast then. So I just took that as I could see it, and that it was a sign that I wasn't supposed to go back to it. So then obviously I come home in May, it's now November, and you know, I had thoughts, as people were, like other people had been asking me on their podcast, and then I had my own thoughts of like, you know, that like a thought that just kind of comes in every now and again of like, oh, maybe you could go back to your podcast, because I was feeling very uncreative, still kind of but I was feeling very uncreative with regards to my own business, and like what my place was on social media anymore. Did anyone even care, you know, and was I even helping anyone? And these are all, I think, a lot of questions that people who maybe have a business on social media will probably go through a period every now and again where they doubt themselves. But I've definitely been struggling with a lot of self-doubt and just feeling like I don't know my place. And that's still my journey right now, which is like figuring out my place and where I want to go and what I want to do. And anyways, back to my story. I keep going off on a little tangent, but I came home, had those thoughts every now and again. Then I went back on, I got asked on a podcast, and funny enough, I remember years ago, one of the girls was asked, it was actually your man, Shane Walsh, I got asked on his podcast. But I remember years ago, I seen one of the girls being asked on his podcast, and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for that to essentially be me. I was like, at some point that will be me. And it was because I actually, when I first got into the industry, I actually looked up to him a lot, but I never actually thought it would be possible. So I always had that doubt in my mind that was like, oh God, I don't know if that'd be possible. So eventually, anyways, he asked me on his podcast. So he asked me to be on his podcast, and just as we were chatting and everything else, he actually encouraged me to go back to doing my podcast. And I was like, oh, well, that's weird, but I'm going to take it as a little sign from the universe. And then I got invited on another podcast, and I started doing, I done a talk in a school again, and I just kind of got this like feeling like that's where I'm really passionate. Like, I'm really passionate talking, sharing, and I feel like I'm able to express myself better when I have a bit of a, like, maybe a longer platform, like having a podcast. I feel like I'm better able to express myself on a podcast. So I was like, okay, maybe I should get back into this, because this is like a good sign if you're looking to figure out where you're the most passionate in your life or what your passions are, is like, look at the areas that you're like so in the now, so you're not thinking about anything else. So when I'm talking on here, I'm not thinking about anything else, I'm just thinking about expressing myself. And I found, like, even when I was doing podcasts and when I was doing talks, I just flowed better. Like, my ability to speak just flowed better, and I just took that as a really big sign for me that is one of the areas that I am, you know, maybe very passionate about, etc. Yeah, that was just kind of another sign that people around me and the podcast that I was going on, they all felt really good, and I was being encouraged to go back to my podcast. But anyways, like I said, I had cancelled all of my direct debits in Bali, like literally last year or so, if not. So what happened then was, around the same time, I was on my bank account and I seen the direct debit come out, and it was basically RSS.com, and that's the website that you basically kind of host your podcast on, I think it is. But basically a direct debit came out for that, and I was like, that was cancelled ages ago when I wasn't actually doing my podcast anymore. So I don't understand, like, because I would have noticed, even when I've been doing my taxes this year, I didn't even notice. I never ever once seen from last year that name, like that direct debit, come out of my account. So all of a sudden then it came out of my account there a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, okay, that is so weird. And just like little things, like whether it's emails, like even today I've been having thoughts, I was like, okay, today is the day you're going to record a new episode, the podcast is back in your head, like you need to go and do it. And then all of a sudden I got an email, and it was like, basically it was like another website that I have obviously signed up to on my email, and it's all about podcasts basically. But it was the first like letter that I seen was, listen to your favorite podcast now. And I was like, okay, interesting. But just all little things like that. But I have been avoiding, and I can't tell what it is. I don't know if it's like fear of failing, like fear that I won't follow through, fear that I'm gonna disappoint myself. Like, I can't tell you really what it is, but there's definitely a fear there, hence why why I've been avoiding it for so long. And you need to remember that fear is just a way to almost protect yourself from not failing or not being disappointed or not being let down or whatever it may be for you. There's so many different things that fear is masked in, but fear keeps us stuck and it's kept me stuck. It's now November. I came home in May. I've been having these thoughts probably since June, and this is how long it's actually taken me to get my finger out of my ass. Excuse the language. But yeah, so that's kind of been my story for the last year or so. There's probably a lot more to the story, but I'm sure as the episodes go on, I will think about it. But actually, another example, sorry, just before I go, is that one of the ways, so we love to make excuses. So when we don't understand the fear, we will make excuses. And this is something that I done, is that when I didn't understand the fear or I was just avoiding, it was just like, oh no, it won't work out, or oh no, no one will listen. Or it was like, no, I don't even know what direction I want to go in with the podcast, or I don't even know what my other episodes would be. But actually, funny enough, when 3 weeks ago, when I sat down to do the first episode again, I all of a sudden, like, all of these ideas were flown out and I just wrote them all down. And I was like, there's at least 6 episodes that I could do that I have titles for already. And I was like, why did you just lie to yourself and just excuse the fact that you were avoiding something just to make it easier that you were avoiding it? So maybe look for that in your life. Like, look for obviously the signs that you might be looking for that you're missing because your eyes aren't open to it, or look for maybe the excuses that you're giving yourself as to why you're avoiding something, just to kind of, like, we love to just make ourselves feel better about the decisions that we make on a day-to-day basis, especially when we know those decisions don't serve us in any ways, but we do love to have a reason or a way to back it up. So that's essentially what I was doing by telling myself that I couldn't think of any more episodes or I didn't have any directions. But happy to be back, cannot wait to be doing this more often. And like always, I appreciate anybody who even gives the time, who listens to this, who shares it, who sends me a message back. I hope to have many, many more conversations with anybody who listens to my episode, or yeah, I just hope to have more conversations. That's kind of what my goal is, or my motto is for the rest of the year, is just to have more conversations around the things that are important and that I'm passionate about, but also that you are probably passionate about too. So yeah, cannot wait to hear your feedback on this.